All right. I want to talk about this real quick, and then I'm going to go to sleep. All right. it's 11:49 at night, at p.m. Okay. So, I went to a convention today, and for Impound, well, it's not the Impound convention, but it's the comic book convention, a little small one, and one of the people that I'm following, Impound, he has a little booth, and he was doing stuff. It was real cool. Shout out to Impound. He's, you know, I'm glad he's doing good things, you know. And I asked him about his live action stuff and see what he's doing with that. And because I want to join low key, cause I think it'd be dope. You know, I would love to do something for that. But he said it was only for the promotional and he wasn't really like, they're not, you know, stuff like that. So the point is, right? I don't want to give too much information. I mean, it's public, but, you know. But the point is that I kind of started thinking. I was like, does he really need to do this? You know, like, does he really need to go, you know, promote his stuff on at conventions? And, you know, the way he's doing it seems a little traditional, in my opinion. And I kind of want to, like, talk to him and tell him this and tell him, say, hey, you know, you don't have to do all this, right? You know, all you really have to do, and this is for all the people that be at conventions who be selling stuff, it's the same thing. You know, all you really have to do, you know, all you have to do, right? Like, it seems simple to me because I'm a YouTuber, but maybe not to them. All you have to do is literally just be a YouTuber. Like I know, sounds crazy, right? Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But for some reason, I don't think the people who, like, they buy out booths at a convention to sell stuff, right? Which is fine, because they do get sales, and people buy stuff. That's why people go to conventions. But I'm sitting here like, I left that convention I was at today. I left that early, right? I left it like 2 hours early before it was done, because I was like, what's the point of me being here just looking at stuff if I'm not going to buy anything? You know what I mean? Because I'm broke. So I'm not going to buy anything. I'm broke right now. Not in the future, I won't be broke. But you know what I'm saying, right? I'm not going to buy anything. So why be at a convention if you're not going to buy anything, right? Here's my problem with conventions, because conventions are cool and all, because at least the big ones are cool, because I went to Anime Los Angeles in, 2020, a couple years ago? No. It was like a year and a half ago or something like that. And that was great. It was fun, right? Because there were things we could do outside of going to the art hall, right? There was interviews going on. There was this and there was that. There was activities going on. There was other stuff to do. These smaller conventions, though, the problem with the smaller conventions is that they don't have activities to do, though, right? At least not the ones I didn't see any activities. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but I didn't see any activities at this one, right? So I find it interesting where these people, right, just be a YouTuber. Going back to that, just be a YouTuber if you want to sell a product, right? And it's interesting to me because it seems so obvious to me, right? Because say I have a brand of shades, a brand of, shades, you know, just glasses. I got different color rims. I got cool designs. I can custom make them, you know, stuff like that, right? That is a product I'm trying to sell, okay? The best option you have in this current day and age when it comes to selling a product is to have a brand that people trust, okay? What, say I, like I said, I have a shade company. I make shades, right? What I mean by shades, I mean like eye shades, you know, I mean not the canopy shade. I'm talking about eye shades, you know. Sunglasses, basically. I couldn't think of the name. Sunglasses, right? Shades, sunglasses. And
the thing is, I could just go on YouTube, right, and make a channel surrounded by me reviewing shades, me reviewing sunglasses. Literally, I can make that my whole channel and review sunglasses. That's it, right? I can just be reviewing sunglasses, and then in the description or in a little cut in the video, I can say, by the way, I make my own sunglasses. Get them custom made now. Link in description. Boom. Easy. Okay. Work your hardest to make the best video you can every time you upload. Get better and better as the years go by. Boom. Now you got a following. Now people care about you. Now you're the one person they go to learn about different kinds of shades, different kinds of sunglasses, because you know the ins and outs of what it's like to make sunglasses, because you make sunglasses. It's like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I think I sound crazy, but do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's not like some magic. It's not magic. It's a science. YouTube is a science. YouTube is something you can replicate what other YouTubers do and get the same amount of success. If you have the same amount of hard work, drive, sometimes money, depends on what type of niche you're in, right? And that's it. Are you willing to go through the hard work? Are you willing to go through the days where you feel like, I don't think this is going to work? Are you willing to go through that? Are you? Because that's what it means to have a business. That's what it means to have a fucking business. Let's be honest here, okay? YouTube, making a YouTube career is a business. It's a business career. That's what that is, okay? I am working on a business. It is work. This is work for me, right? That's what that is. It should be work for you. You should enjoy what you're doing, obviously. It should be a hobby. But if you're trying to sell a product, this is work. This is your life. You need to make this shit work as well as possible. It needs to be a well-oiled machine. You need to research. Do all your work, all your homework, okay? Get the best of the best. Be the best of the best. If you can't get the best of the best, you be the best of the best. You be the trick of the trade. You need to do that, because if you don't, your business is going to fail. I don't think people understand this, right? And it sucks, because if I had a product that I wanted to sell, bro, I would be rich right now. Not rich, but I would not have to worry about money, really. Right now, because I know exactly what I need to do to sell things, right? If I have a product I'm making, I know exactly what to do, right? And it's not, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's not hard to do so. It is hard to do so. But are you willing to go through that hard work to get to the end and get to that money? Get to the money. You know what I mean? Are you willing to do that? Like, it's all about how much you're willing to do, right? Because you can't call yourself a businessman. You can't call yourself an entrepreneur if you're not doing all the avenues that you need to go through to make it as a business. You know what I mean? Like, look, I think the interesting thing is, because the reason why I bring up YouTube is because YouTube is so far right now the most stable out of any social media platform that can make you the highest amounts of money. Like, overall, right? TikTok is not paying their creators enough. Instagram, I don't think people really care about Instagram like that. But it could be potential there, but people don't know enough about Instagram. People don't care enough to know about Instagram. Like, it is, you know what I mean? Facebook has run their name through the dirt for years. So, like, yeah, you know, but YouTube is the steady platform that has been here since day one.
right? It's been here since day, okay? It was here before Vine. It's here after Vine. It was here before TikTok, and probably will be here after TikTok, okay? So you just, like, TikTok may be a great place to grow and to get people to care about, you know, your brand or whatever. But the biggest thing is, don't shove your brand in people's faces, okay? Because here's the thing: if you want to get people to care about your company, they have to care about you as the owner of the company first, right? Or the owner of the brand first. I'm not going to subscribe to a brand if I don't understand who the owner is, right? And it's not because, like, I want to know their political, what, you know, for some people it's like that. But for me, I just want to know, like, I just want to get the vibe of the owner, right? If I don't get the vibe of the owner, especially if but it's only with startups, it's only with smaller companies, with bigger companies, you don't know. Like, that doesn't really, like, that's not a thing. That's different. It's a different story entirely. I'm talking about smaller companies, okay? Companies that are starting from ground zero. They are just now getting started, okay? And on top of that, that's how the bigger companies became the big companies, because they started out small and people cared about this small company. And because they cared about the small company, the company grew, okay? And because the company grew, more people cared about the company. It's a process. It is the model for building a business. Getting people to care about you and care about what you're doing in the company, right? And what you're doing to help the people that you're targeting, okay? If you're trying to target a certain amount of people, you need to offer them something that they need in their lives. Sometimes they don't even know they need it, okay? That's where YouTube comes in, okay? Simplest thing I can tell you is just literally, if you have something you're trying to sell, I don't care if it's pictures, I don't care if it's sunglasses, I don't care if it's clothes, cologne, you know, microphones, fur suits, I don't give a single shit what you're trying to sell. If it is a physical product, make a YouTube channel out of it. Okay, make a YouTube channel out of it. Okay, comic books is a good example. Okay, because comic books, we didn't have a good example of how to promote a comic book correctly, right? Or at least corner right. Because the thing is like, there's this dude on YouTube called Eric July, and he has been making his brand. He's been making a name for himself as Eric July or Young Ripa 5'9" for years, right? He just came out with a book, with a comic book called iSum, like last year, okay? You know how much that bitch sold? You know how much that company made in that startup, in that Kickstarter, I think it was a Kickstarter? $3.8 million. I think it's 3.8. It was like 3 million point higher number, you know what I mean? So $3 million. $3 million. Three mil. Look it up. Eric July. Okay, Ripaverse. Alright? iSong. $3 million. You know why that worked? Because he had a brand before he started the company. Because people cared about him and what he was doing as a content creator. Okay, that is what's important nowadays. That's what's important. You want people to buy your shits? Make them care about you, not about your brand, not about what you're creating. It's about you. Okay. I feel like that's what it is. Okay, because like the I don't know, because that's just how I feel is probably the best way to go about it, personally. The best way and the most genuine way to go about it is literally just to make people care about, not make people, but like, get the people who care about you invested in you and what you're creating, okay? And you and on top of that, you don't need you don't have to talk about your comic book or whatever you make all the time, right? Every time you make a video, you don't have to bring it up, okay? All you have to do is just make good content. Like, it's the YouTuber model, right? For a business. That's what I'm gonna have to call it. YouTuber model. The YouTuber business model. Boom, there it is, right? I just coined it for myself. I don't know if other people made it up already, but basically, I'm just gonna coin it right here, right now, for me and the people listening, if they haven't heard it before, okay? YouTuber business model, okay? If you have a business that you can sell physical products, okay, or digital products, any type of product, really, okay? You need to make a content system. You need to make content on YouTube, okay? Or Instagram or TikTok, okay? Preferably Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, okay? All three. And hey, if you want to do Facebook too, I mean, do you, you know? But at the same time, you need to create content. Videos for people to see that isn't related to what you're creating, okay? Talk about your space. Talk about what's going on in your space, okay? Moist Critical is another example. Moist Critical plays video games on stream all the time, okay? But he made a comic book, and that shit apparently was really good. I never read it, but it looks good. The art looks great. People that review it say it's an amazing story. Even the people that don't care about Moist Critical, I don't really care for Moist Critical, but this comic book is actually fire. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the you know what I mean? So, like, that's because he built a brand. He built his own brand, right? He built the brand, and then he started selling stuff after he built the brand. And, like, I feel like this is something that needs to be, that people, entrepreneurs need to realize, right? The days of doing physical things is low-key over. I'm gonna be honest with you. Everything's online. Most stuff is online, okay? You don't need to be in physical places to sell your physical products. You don't have to go to a convention. You don't have to waste money going to a convention just for like five people to buy something from your stand, okay? Go online, make an online brand, make content, go through the hard work, okay? There's going to be days, there's going to be months, there's going to be weeks where you're sitting here like, I'm not getting the views that I want. Should I give up and just go back? No, you don't give up, okay? You don't give up, okay? I'm not giving up. Why the fuck are you giving up? You actually have an actual skill. You're making shit. You know what I mean? Like, that is the thing, right? That honestly pisses me off about, at least by myself, because I feel like as a YouTuber, like, I'm not selling anything, right? I'm not selling a physical product. I'm not selling products. I'm just a YouTuber that likes to talk about anime, okay? And not comic books, but movies. And I like to talk about stuff, okay? But I'm not selling anything besides maybe my merch, you know? So like, that's it. I'm not selling anything else. So I'm purely an entertainment person, right? So like, if I am dedicated to this YouTube shit because I know the possibilities from it, you as a product maker, as a physical product maker, or as a digital product maker, you have no excuse. No fucking excuse. You hear me? No excuse. I don't want to hear no excuses. Make the YouTube channel. Make the content. Get over your anxiety. You're going to get over it anyway the more you make the videos. You're going to get used to it. Roberto Blake is a perfect example. Roberto Blake said it took him years to get over his anxiety. But you know what? He kept doing it. And he's making 6, 7, 8 figures a fucking month. Okay? Because this nigga knows what the fuck he's talking about. And he is not social. He's antisocial, if anything. But he's a YouTuber. And he has a business from his YouTube channel, okay?
It's not about how you feel about talking on camera. You have a business? You want to sell shit? You better fucking make a YouTube channel. I don't know what else you want me to say. Like, I don't know what else to say at this point, because there's nothing else but the action. But action. All there is just action. Okay? Like, I want somebody in the future, okay, when if this, like, somebody in the future to, like, listen to this and get off their ass and just fucking make a YouTube channel and start your YouTube journey now. Sell that fucking product, okay? But don't force it, okay? Don't put it into people's faces. Don't, you know, don't swing it in people's faces. Pause. Okay, you don't need to tell people that you have a product all the time. What you need to do is talk about the industry that you're in. Okay, then people will care about your opinions and care about what you do. Okay, and then when more people start caring, then when you get a certain point, like when you hit a certain threshold, like say your personal threshold is you want to hit 10K subscribers before you ever talk about your product ever, right? Make that a goal, okay? 10K subscribers on YouTube. Boom, you hit 10K, boom, you drop it on them. Say, hey, I got a comic book. Hey, I got sunglasses that I make. Hey, I do this, I do that. I got products. You want to buy them? I bet you a good like 30 to 50% of those people is going to be interested in buying something, okay? That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. All you got to do is just make content. YouTube, like the social media landscape right now is about content. It's about content and what you can bring to the table. Simple as that, right? And on top of that, you know, it's going to be tough, right? Because you have to be used to the fact that some people are going to think that your product is shit. It is what it is, right? And your product may be shit, but that's okay, because you still have a platform to sell other shit, to get better, okay? Because you have money from YouTube. You're getting paid. You got Patreon supporters. You got this and that. You can practice, you can get better, okay? Like, and on top of that, even if it was shit, you know what I mean? The fact that the people bought it in the first place means that they care enough about you to buy it and then tell you that you need to work on it more, right? Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Use the money to just get better. Just work on your own craft and get better and constantly work. Okay? You know, I hate to be the person be like, you gotta work, 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 work. But let's be honest, okay? If you want this business to work, you gonna have to work, okay? So, I hope that whoever listens to this in the future gets inspired to just make that YouTube channel and just start their career right here, right now. Okay, your first 100 videos is what a lot of YouTubers say. Your first 100 videos is probably going to be the worst content you ever create, and that's okay, because it's supposed to be like that. You won't know what good content looks like if you're not making content at all, or if you know what I mean, like if you know exactly, that's basically it, right? You won't know what good content looks like from you if you don't start out shit. You gotta start out shit. You gotta start out bad. Yeah, you have to. It is what it is. Everybody, when it comes to a skill, everybody has to start out bad. Okay, just get used to it. Get used that you're gonna have shit videos in the beginning of your career. And then on top of that, learn, get better, learn your process, learn what makes the videos that people did watch, learn, look at the analytics. Why did people watch this video? Maybe we won't know the why, but at least you'll know what parts of the video people liked, okay?
especially in the intro. If the people stayed in the intro, you need to keep that intro, okay? If people didn't stay, get rid of the intro, okay? You need to be as efficient as possible, okay, to gain the game, okay? If you watch anime, there's anime called Blue Lock. Watch that show. Usagi is the perfect example of what it means to for a skill, right? For you to level up in skill wise, right? He's an adaptability. You got to be able to adapt to your situation. You have to adapt to your situation, okay? If you want to succeed, if you want to make more money, you may be making money doing the conventions and stuff, okay? But you want to make more? You want to actually, like, get out of the ghetto? You know, we're making it out of the ghetto with this one, gang. Like, you got to be able to make some sacrifices, okay? You got to be able to make some shitty videos so you can create a long-standing community, a community that actually cares about you and will buy whatever you put out. Not whatever, but, you know, I mean, they will buy a lot of the things you put out because they actually care about what you are doing, okay? And I'm still on that journey myself, you know, but at the end of the day, like, that's just what I know. And I know that at the end of the day and at the end of my journey, it's all worth it. I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna keep making my videos. I'm gonna keep being a YouTuber until I die. It is what it is, right? Until I die, I'm gonna keep being a YouTuber because I don't see any other reason not to, right? And the whole world tells you you should stop, you know, the, you know, things happen to you, this and that, and for me, I've continued to just keep going. I'm not stopping. I'm not, like, I want my family to know, if they ever listen to this, like, I'm not stopping. You know, I'm not going to stop. I haven't stopped making YouTube videos. So, all this, you know, stuff about, like, you know, like, under, you know, the stuff that they don't see, that the potential of YouTube or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, they don't get it. They don't get it, right? They're treating it like it's a hobby. This shit's not a hobby. This is my life. This is my lifeblood. I'm trying to make movies out this shit. I'm trying to make TV shows. I'm trying to make anime. I'm trying to create, but to do that, I need to have a following. I need to create a following, right? So that's all there is to it. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little rant. This is a dumb. It wasn't dumb, but I hope somebody takes this and runs with it. Please, please, I'm begging somebody to do this because I would hate to have to, like, speak all this knowledge and nobody, like, takes it and uses it. You know what I mean? So, just keep trying. Just keep making them videos. Don't stop. Don't stop believing in the YouTube, okay? Now, if YouTube is, you know, in the future, like, down or it doesn't work or is, like, YouTube just is gone, like, say it's the same process. Don't worry about if YouTube is gone, okay? Just switch the name to a different video sharing platform where people can watch, like Rumble or something similar to that, you know what I mean? Kuklu or something, I don't know, like, you know. So, like, just take that and use it for other platforms on social media. Whatever platform it may be, doesn't matter. Get people to care about you, okay? Make content. Don't stop making content just because you get a couple, just because one of your videos gets one view or one like. Who gives a fuck? Keep going. Keep making them. Keep going. There's no reason why you need to stop. There's no reason. I don't want to hear no excuses, okay? No excuses. We are a sinking nation. We are a nation that doesn't stop until we die. That is what we do. That's what I do, okay? Now, I hope that people take after me because you gotta care about what you're doing in life. You have to care. Can't just sit around and not do nothing. Okay. I'll see you guys in the next one. I don't know. Peace out, y'all.
30 minutes. Hey.